It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm thinking about my challenges with humility, and especially when I'm going through it or I feel as though I've been wronged. When I'm in this place, humility is not even on my radar. And I had this feeling as I'm wrapping up in the book of Job. And the first thing I notice is that Job is 42 chapters. And with the exception of the last three paragraphs in chapter 42, this entire book is about Job's agonizing trials, right? He loses his family, his fortune, his health. He has these ongoing debates back and forth with his friends as to, you know, why he's going through what he's going through. And then he has his final confrontation with God, because he just feels this great sense of injustice. What I learned from Job is a feeling of injustice is not enough to prompt God into action. Trusting God's will for our lives and having a sense of humility about ourselves as we trust God is what prompts him into action. Job realizes this. And in Job 42:5, he says, I take back everything that I said, and I sit in the dust and ashes to show my repentance. And now we see in Job 42:10, just five verses away, Job's entire fortune is restored. That's what was necessary. And so the scripture today is Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm understanding whether the storms of life are raging on or not, humility is the place where I want to be. And today I want to graduate from being just a servant to being a humble servant. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.